Impact in Ableton Live 12. Ghost it with breakbeat surgery. Intermediate, let's go. Today we're not chasing impact by just making the drums louder. In drum and bass, impact is contrast. It's anticipation. It's that moment where your brain goes, oh here it comes, and then the drop actually arrives and feels twice as heavy, even if the meters barely move. We're going to build a repeatable drop transition system using one main idea, ghosting. Ghosting means you tease the breakbeat before the drop, but you keep it on a leash. Then right before impact, you create a hole, a little pocket of silence, and you bring the full break back with a punchy chain. That controlled reveal is the whole trick. We'll do everything in Ableton Live 12 in the arrangement view with stock tools like EQ8, Auto Filter, Drum Bus, Glue Compressor, Utility, and Roar. Alright, step 0, setup, fast but important. Set your tempo to classic DnB territory, 172 to 176. I'll sit at 174. Now make your groups so your session stays readable. A drums group with kick, snare, break main, break ghost, and hats or tops. Then a bass group and an FX group. One small workflow tip that matters more than it sounds. Color the ghost track a lighter shade. You want your eyes to instantly know, that's the teaser layer. It prevents you from accidentally mixing it like it's the real drop. Next, step 1. Choose a break and prep it for surgery. Grab a breakbeat. Amen style, think break or anything crunchy with personality. Drop it onto break main. Open the clip and make sure warp is on. Set warp mode to beats, and set preserve to 1/16. That combo keeps transients punchy and predictable for edits. Now consolidate it cleanly to 1 or 2 bars. Command or Control J. The reason we consolidate is simple. When you start slicing and repeating, you want everything to loop perfectly without weird edges or timing surprises. If you hear flamming against your kick or snare later, don't ignore it. Fix warp now. Warp issues are one of the fastest ways to make surgery sound like an accident. Step 2. Create the ghost break layer. Duplicate break main to a new track. Break ghost. Now we turn it into a teaser, not a full drum layer. First, pull the volume down. Start around 12 dB quieter than the main break. You can go quieter. If you can clearly vibe to it like it's already the drop, it's too loud. Second, put a EQ8 on it and high pass it. Aim around 250 to 400 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. The ghost layer should not steal weight. Low end is part of your impact budget and you're saving that for the drop. Third, soften the transients slightly so it doesn't feel like the full hit. Add drum bus on the ghost track, drive around 2 to 5 and pull transients down, something like -5 to -15. You're making it more like a shadow than a punch. Cool. Step 3. Slice the ghost break into playable pieces. We're going to do the reliable option. Slice to drum rack. Right-click the ghost clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Pick the built-in slice to drum rack preset. Slice by 1/16, or transients if the break is super clean and Live detects it well. Now the ghost break is playable with MIDI, which is huge, because arrangement impact is often about choosing exactly which tiny pieces show up before the drop. Step 4. Program the ghost rhythm in the pre-drop. Go to the 8 bars before your drop. In that section, we want a ghost pattern that implies the groove, but doesn't give it away. Think like a drummer doing quiet preview strokes. Use mostly hats and small snare ghost taps. Avoid giving a full backbeat every time, because that's the moment you want to reserve. In practical terms, keep velocities low. Hats maybe 35 to 70. Ghost snares around 20 to 50. If you add a real-ish snare hint, keep it like 60 to 80, still not full power. In the MIDI editor, use fold so you only see the notes you're using. And if you want it to feel more human, add tiny variation. You can use subtle velocity randomization, but keep it subtle. We're not trying to make it messy. We're trying to make it alive. Now here's an extra coach move that gives you urgency without turning anything up. Micro timing. Pick a few hits, especially in the last 2 beats before the drop, and nudge them a few milliseconds early. Not everything, just selected hits. It creates that leaning forward feeling. You can also lightly apply a groove from the groove pool, like an MPC-style swing, but keep it around 10 to 25%. Light touch. Step 5. Breakbeat surgery for impact. Remove, then reveal. This is the core move. Two parts, negative space, then a controlled pre-drop stutter. First, create a hole before the drop. In the final half bar before the drop, mute the ghost break entirely. Hard stop. If you want it smoother, automate utility gain down to silence in the last 8th note. This is not optional if you want real impact. Silence is impact glue. The listener recalibrates, and the drop feels louder without being louder. Second, add a pre-drop stutter that doesn't steal the main snare. On the last bar before the drop, pick one tiny slice. A hat tick or a ghost snare fragment works great. Repeat it tighter near the end, like going from 1/16 to 1/32 on the last beat. That's your heartbeat spike before the impact. Now add a simple device chain to shape that moment. Put auto filter on the ghost drum rack chain. High pass mode, around 300 Hz. Resonance around 0.8 to 1.2. Automate the cutoff to rise slightly into the drop. That creates lift without adding new sounds. Add a simple delay. Set it to 1/16. Feedback 10 to 18%. Dry/wet around 8 to 15%. You want a little tail, not a wash. Then utility, automate width narrower before the drop, like 0 to 40%, and then snap it back to full width at the drop, like 100 to 140% if your mix can handle it. That widening feels like the track opens up. Quick advanced variation you can try later, mono the very last beat before the drop, then widen at the drop. That contrast is insanely effective in DNB. Step 6. The drop. Bring in the full break with a punchy chain. At the drop, the main break should feel like it arrives, not like it's been there all along. That's why we ghosted first. On break main, use a clean punch chain. Start with EQ8, high pass around 30 to 40 Hz, steep slope, just to remove rumble. If it's boxy, cut a couple dB around 250 to 350. If it's dull, add a tiny high shelf around 8 to 10 Khz, 1 or 2 dB. Then saturator, drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then glue compressor, attack around 3 ms, release on auto ratio 2:1. Lower the threshold until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing, not crushing. Then drum bus, drive 2 to 5. Boom at 0 to low, and honestly, off and off if your kick is already big. Transients up, like plus 5 to plus 15. This is where the break pops forward. Now an arrangement trick that separates intermediate from advanced. For the first 2 bars of the drop, keep it simpler. Let the listener lock onto the groove. Then from bar 3 onward, start introducing your edits and fills. Readability equals perceived power. Step 7. Make the snare feel like a weapon, but controlled. Impact in DNB lives in the relationship between the snare and the space around it. On the snare track, at EQ8, high pass around 120 to 180 Hz depending on the snare. You're cleaning it, not thinning it to death. Add roar, gently. Tube or warm style is a good start. Mix around 10 to 30%. You want attitude, not a sandblaster. Then a short, dark room reverb. Decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut inside the reverb around 300 to 600. High cut around 6 to 10k. Now the fun automation trick. In the last bar before the drop, automate the snare reverb up. Let it bloom. Then at the exact drop, snap that reverb down so the snare hits drier and bigger. Wet before, dry at impact. That contrast feels massive. Before we move on, here's another coach check that saves you from a lot of confusion. Your kick and snare are the truth. Everything else negotiates around them. Solo kick, snare, and break main. If the break is stealing the snare's transient, fix it. You can notch the break slightly where your snare lives. Often 180 to 240 Hz for body or 2 to 5 kHz for snap. Or you can sidechain the break to the snare with a compressor. Fast attack, short release, subtle ducking. The goal is for the snare to stay the leader. Step 8. A simple 16-bar blueprint that slaps. Bars 1 to 8. The build. Bass is filtered or absent. Ghost break fades in quietly, high passed. Add small stutters in the last 2 bars. Automate 1 or 2 energy lanes like filter brightness and stereo width. Try not to peak everything at once. If every lane is maxed, you have nowhere to go. Bar 9. Impact setup. Pull energy back. Remove hats. Remove the ghost break in the last half bar. Leave a single riser or noise lift if you want, but don't rely on FX to do the job silence is supposed to do. Bar 10. Drop bar 1. Full kick, snare, main break, bass fully present. Minimal fills. Let it hit. Bars 11 to 16. Add 1 or 2 surgical edits. A 1/16 mute on the break every 4 bars is a classic. Or a tiny reverse snare leading into bar 16 for momentum. A great rule here is movement without clutter. Try doing your edits only every 2nd bar early in the drop. It keeps the groove readable while still evolving. Now, common mistakes to avoid. If the ghost break is too loud, you've killed contrast. Pull it down until it's more felt than heard. If your ghost has low end, It will muddy the build and steal drop weight. High pass it. If you overread it the last bar, nothing feels special. Pick one hero trick. If you skip the silence moment, your drop will feel smaller than it should. And if warp markers are sloppy, your edits will flam against the kick and snare, and it'll feel amateur fast. Let's wrap with a quick 15 to 20 minute practice drill. Pick one break. Set tempo to 174. Make an 8-bar build with the ghost break. High pass around 300 Hz, about 12 dB down. Add a half bar of silence right before the drop. Then make an 8-bar drop with the full break and your punch chain. Add exactly 2 surgical edits. One pre-drop stutter on the last beat. One drop edit, a 1/16 mute or a micro fill every 4 bars. Then export a 16-bar loop and do the pro test. Listen at low volume. If the drop still feels bigger when it's quiet, your contrast is real. That's impact. Final recap. Ghosting is teasing the groove early at lower intensity. Surgery is controlled edits, slicing, muting, reversing, stuttering. Impact is contrast plus silence plus a clean punch chain. And Live 12 stock devices are more than enough to get pro results. If you tell me what break you're using and whether you're aiming for liquid roller, neuro, jungle throwback, or something jump up and bouncy, I can suggest a ghost pattern and an edit motif that fits that exact vibe.